right, trouble with Boeing. They're trying to clean it up, but Boeing, obviously, the 737 MAX still grounded, as you know. And as a result of that, Boeing having meetings now, possible layoffs on the horizon for Boeing after those two jets crashed. The fight with the computer and the pilots that didn't know how to get past it, causing two jets to crash, not here, of course, but overseas. And a 2016 internal survey of Boeing showed a third of the employees felt potential undue pressure on the job, including for safety approvals, according to documents received by lawmakers investigating the crash of the 737 MAX planes. Some employees in the commercial aircraft unit complained about high workload, schedule pressure, showed the survey, which was based on 523 responses. Survey reviewed by CNBC wasn't conducted specifically about the 737 MAX, but obviously when you had a crash in October of 18 in Indonesia and then a crash in March in Ethiopia, 346 people died as a result of those two crashes. It created big problems. The 737 MAX grounded after that, after some information came clear that all the safety protocols had not been met, that the training had not been explained properly, and that warnings were not given. Because Boeing apparently knew about some of the issues they were facing, and warnings were not given. So that's key. That is key. All right, so here's kind of a fun thing I found yesterday. I want you to hear this. Because you've got Kamala Harris, whose presidential aspirations were torpedoed by Tulsi Gabbard weeks ago during, I think it was the second debate. The second debate, Tulsi Gabbard destroyed Kamala Harris, calling her out for claiming to do all these things as a prosecutor when really it was a lot of exaggeration and nonsense. And Kamala Harris went down to the polls then. She has never recovered. She has not come back from that yet. And she is in big trouble when you look at the polls, running fifth, sixth, single digits. She went from being, you know, at 14, 15% to 5%. And she's not coming back. It's not rallying. But I want you to hear this because the talk is always about impeachment inside the belt, inside the swamp. It's not what we discuss out here generally on the weekends, except to say, does it change your vote? And people say, no, it doesn't. Anything that's going on there right now, they don't buy it. People have seen so much for so long, they don't buy it out here in the hinterlands. At any rate, Kamala Harris, appearing on CNN, says that Rudy Giuliani has clearly broken laws. Giuliani's guilty of breaking a bunch of laws. But then asked what laws specifically has he broken. She goes, well, I don't know. Well, wait. He's clearly broken laws. You make this pronouncement, this declaration that Rudy Giuliani has broken all of these laws. And then when you're asked, you're like, well, I don't know. Bite, you have to listen to this to appreciate it. Bite number eight. Bite eight. Go.
The process is beginning to really do the investigation into Rudy Giuliani. He has clearly broken many laws. And, you know, I was listening to the report and as you were playing it, and it also raises for me questions about, you know, again, who knew what in the administration? As I've been thinking about it, clearly there are questions to be asked of the chief of staff. We've talked about Mick Mulvaney, but I frankly think that we should also be asking questions of John Kelly and Reince Priebus, because clearly for a long time now we've been talking about bad behaviors coming from this administration and coming from the desk of the president of the United States.
Are there specific laws you believe Giuliani has broken or may have broken?
Well, I don't know. We're going to find out.
I don't know. We're going to find out. She said Giuliani has clearly broken many laws. This is a former prosecutor, Kamala Harris. He has clearly broken many laws. What laws has he broken? Well, I don't know, but we'll find. You just said he has clearly broken many laws. What laws are those? I have no idea. And see, this is how it works, and generally they don't get challenged. And Anderson Cooper didn't follow up on this. Because he'd be, wait a second. You just accused the former mayor of New York City, the man that was mayor on 9/11, the guy that was considered America's mayor, a guy who was respected across party lines and around this country. You've accused him of breaking, quote, clearly broken many laws. So what are they? Wouldn't you just say, hey, what are the laws that have been broken? Come on. Get, you know, it just doesn't happen. Of course not. She mentioned Mick Mulvaney, by the way. He's been on the circuit ever since he basically went out there and gave the impression, he says wrongfully so, he gave the impression that there was a quid pro quo with the President Zelensky of Ukraine and President Donald Trump when it came to aid and investigating the Bidens. By the way, coming up in hour number two, some brand new exclusive reporting on the corruption in Ukraine that does come back to the Bidens. We'll talk about that in hour number two. But Mick Mulvaney was trying to clean up his own mess on Fox News Sunday yesterday. Here's part of it. It's bite nine, Mick Mulvaney cleaning up in aisle number three. Nine, go.
Here's what I said. I'll say it again, and hopefully people will listen this time. There were two reasons that we held up the aid. We've talked about this at some length. The first one was the rampant corruption in Ukraine. Ukraine, by the way, Chris, is so bad in Ukraine that in 2014, Congress passed a law requiring us to make sure that corruption was moving in the right direction. So corruption's a big deal. Everybody knows it. The president was also concerned about whether or not other nations, specifically European nations, were helping with foreign aid to the Ukraine as well. We've talked about that for quite a while now. I did then mention that in the past, the president had mentioned for me to time to time about the DNC server. He'd mentioned the DNC server to other people publicly. He even mentioned it to President Zelensky in the phone call, but it wasn't connected to the aid. And that's where I think people got sidetracked this weekend at that press conference.
Sidetracked this weekend. Well, there you go. Not connected to the aid. That's what everybody has testified to behind closed doors as well from everything that we are gleaning, because the Democrats are selectively leaking just a bite or two here and there to try to support their narrative. If they wanted to support their narrative, release the entire transcript, because either it's there or it's not. And the fact of the matter is, it is not. Otherwise, we'd have seen it. 52 after on a Monday, it's the Steve Gerber Show.
Your local FS is member-owned. And that means when you buy our flagship brands like FS Envision and FS HiSoy, you're actually buying seed from yourself. And you wouldn't sell yourself anything but the best, would you? In field after field, FS brands are out-yielding the competition. Talk to your local FS crop specialist about Envision corn or HiSoy soybean seed today. At harvest, you'll be glad you did. Envision and HiSoy are available exclusively at your local FS member company.
Let's make the new year the best one ever with MyPureHealthSolutions.com. Lose weight, detox, and balance your hormones in as little as 25 days with MyPureHealthSolutions.com, formerly Nutrimost. This isn't one of those yo-yo diets where you lose weight with shakes or bars, then put it all back on again when you go back to real food. MyPureHealthSolutions.com uses real food from the grocery store. Our health coaches will support you every step of the way and track your progress. Lose weight and make this the best new year ever with MyPureHealthSolutions.com. That's MyPureHealthSolutions.com.